Welcome to the Play With Confidence podcast, brought to you by Xena Sport. Xena Sport, the most advanced female impact protection designed by women for women. We know the dedication, sacrifice, and discipline required for female athletes to play and perform at the highest level. And this podcast is aimed at giving you a front row seat and an inside look at the many perspectives of women's sport, from the athletes themselves to champions across many domains. This podcast is a must for anybody who shares our one common passion: championing women's sports at all levels. So sit back and enjoy as Play With Confidence takes you on a journey through the sharpest minds with one objective: to understand what makes these champions tick. Thanks for joining us today on our Play With Confidence podcast. We are joined by Dr. Samantha Hoffman, who is a lecturer at Deakin University. She lectures in applied exercise and sports science. I first met Dr. Samantha Hoffman when we were doing some research with our Xena Z1 Impact Performance Vest at Deakin University, and she was part of the team there that was involved in the research study to record data on the impact that our vest absorbed. Thanks for joining us today, Sam. First of all, are you able to just tell us a little bit about what it is that you do at Deakin University?
Yeah, absolutely, Donna. So my role at Deakin is as a teaching and research academic. So I teach into our exercise and sports science degree at Deakin, teaching about exercise prescription and programming, so how to prescribe exercise and coach and deliver that to people. And then my research role, I work with, I guess, a couple of different teams. I work with some academics from the Centre for Sport Research, and we do a lot of different projects with my main focus area on female athletes and women in sport. So a few research projects that have been related to sports bra design and assessment in particular, which is obviously of interest to yourself and your followers. So yeah, that's a little bit of, I guess, the focus area for me and some of my team.
Well, we were lucky enough to meet you a couple of years ago now, I think, at the Centre for Sports Research when we were discussing the possible research into our Xena Z1 protective vest. And I think you were involved in that process of doing that impact testing and things like that. And then before Christmas, I was lucky enough to present with you at the Female Athlete Network event here in Geelong. And I was really interested in one of the presentations that you did around sports bras, because obviously with what we do, we get asked a lot about sports bras and crop tops and do you have to wear them, et cetera, et cetera. But some of the information that you presented on that day, I found really interesting. And so I thought it would be interesting to have you on for our followers, because I'm sure, you know, all of us have got a sports bra. All of us have got a crop top. All of us are confused when we go shopping as to what we actually need, what's right for our bust size, what's right for our activities. So I suppose we'll start off with, what are the main benefits of wearing a sports bra during exercise?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the first thing to say is, in relation to your comment around everyone has one probably, but not knowing the type or the style or anything like that. And the research backs up that confusion. So about 85% of women are wearing the wrong either size or style or something like that. So an ill-fitting sports bra. So that's huge.
I read an article or something a couple of months ago, which I was really surprised that women were wearing two sports bras, and some women were having to even take Panadol and pain relief after activity just because of how painful their breasts were after sport. So I suppose choosing the correct bra is absolutely important.
Yeah, that's right. And that's really, I guess, really awful to hear that that's actually impacting participation so significantly. Yeah. And so to go back to your first point, I suppose, about the main benefits. And first and foremost, the main benefit of wearing a sports bra is to reduce pain. And that's exactly what they're designed or should be designed to do, with their first goal in mind. So research tells us that between 40 and 70% of women and around 40% of elite female athletes actually report breast pain during exercise. exercise to some degree. So those are pretty concerning percentages because, of course, we don't want anyone to be in pain when they're exercising. We know that it actually prevents some women from participating in exercise at all because of that pain, or the fact that they're having to take pain relief just to participate and to get through it is a real problem as well. And then from a sports performance perspective, if there's that distraction of pain because of breast movement or breast discomfort, then that can obviously negatively impact sporting performance as well.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. So apart from the impact to the breasts caused by contact, what causes breast pain during exercise?
Yeah, so activities, I suppose, that you think about that contribute the most breast pain and discomfort are generally those that have the most torso and breast movement. Often it's movement in the vertical direction, or breast bounce is how you commonly hear about it in the media. So if you think about any activity that involves jumping, landing, things like horse riding even, where there's a lot of movement in that vertical direction, compared to something that where the torso and the breasts are a lot more stationary. So things like cycling or just walking, for example, that are pretty low impact. And so the more breast movement that there is, the greater the force is actually going through the breast tissue, and that's what contributes to pain most of the time. And so I guess to give you an example of actually how much breast movement occurs during different types of exercise, and of course it will depend on size, breast size and mass as well. But during running, so without any sort of breast support, so no sports bra at all, the breasts can move on average between 4 and 10 centimetres in that vertical direction up and down. And then if you think about a really high impact task like jumping, it can be as much as 17 centimetres. So you can, that's pretty painful. You can imagine that much movement. So,
and then obviously the bigger you are, the more, that impacts.
Absolutely. Increased size and breast mass, that directly relates to more movement and more pain. Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing is, as well as movement in the vertical direction, is how fast you're actually stepping. So really fast steps. So that contributes to more movement more frequently. And so that can also contribute to higher levels of pain and movement. So that's, you know, you think about fast steps and changes of direction, you think of, you know, team sports. So that's something that's quite significant as well.
So when we're out shopping for our sports bras, I know a lot of people will probably go for the actual look of the garment and tend to go more for, you know, what's fashionable, and that may be a crop top, but that's not necessarily going to suit someone who's doing those high impact sports, you know, moving up and down side to side quickly. So are you able to go through the different types of sports bras? I mean, I presume everyone knows, you know, what a crop top is and what a sports bra is, but there's actually different types amongst those that have different, you know, impacts, I suppose, on our breast care.
Absolutely. So as you said, the crop top style is probably the most common or the most well-known. They do tend to look the nicest often. There's, you know, a large range that they always put out in that crop top style, but it's definitely not for everyone, and it's definitely not for every activity. So if you think about a crop top, they're usually made of, you know, really strong elastic material, and the way that they work is through compression. So they essentially just compress the breasts as a single unit, just firmly up against the chest wall. So there's not any individualized, you know, breast support as such. It's purely just compression against the torso. So when we think about the next type of sports bra that I'll describe, this one here, the crop top, it's much less effective at actually reducing that breast vertical movement or that breast bounce. But for those with, you know, smaller breasts, or for activities where there's not a lot of impact, you know, things like cycling or Pilates, yoga, those sorts of things, you're probably going to be perfectly comfortable in a crop top style sports bra. But the next type is the encapsulation style bra. And so what that means is it essentially encases each breast in a separate cup and supports with a band underneath that actually encompasses the chest as well. So there's that individualized support, and it doesn't just work on compression. It'll actually provide a structured cup to actually hold each breast and try and prevent that vertical or bounce movement. It also has a secondary level of support. So it has separate adjustable straps most of the time. That's a common feature. And the band itself that sits underneath, it'll have a closure of some sort. So you don't have to actually stretch it to get it on. It will actually open and close from either the front or the back. So all of those little features just, I guess, contribute to the greater support. So we do know that that encapsulation style bra will actually reduce that bounce or that vertical breast movement, especially if you are doing a sport where there's a lot more chance that that's happening, like you're running and jumping type tasks.
Absolutely.
And I guess the only other thing to say with the encapsulation, as well as those types of activities, those with, you know, larger sized breasts, that's going to be a lot more, I suppose, comfortable in terms of reducing that movement and that potential pain because of the extra support that's provided to the breast during exercise.
Yeah. When women, you know, message in and sort of say that they've been wearing two sports bras, is that a good thing or is that actually causing more damage than it is good?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I see it often recommended, you know, especially for those with larger breasts or doing a particularly high impact activity. And it could be okay if it's comfortable. Often it's not comfortable. And that's the main reason that people would avoid doing that. Even though it absolutely would provide more support because you've got that double up, it's probably going to either be too compressive, it's going to cause things to be digging in where they shouldn't be because there's another layer over the top. So there's a style that's, I suppose, more recently developed than the previous two, and it's a hybrid design. So it essentially tried to combine the crop top style that most people seem to prefer from a visual aesthetic perspective, but also from a comfort perspective, but also have the encapsulation characteristics.
Yeah.
So it does integrate the features of both. So it still has two separate cups that will elevate and support each breast separately. And then it's actually covered by an external layer that acts as that secondary compression. Yeah. So it takes away the need to actually wear a second bra over the top by actually, yeah, creating that hybrid style design. So those ones are pretty good.
If you are a bigger busted girl and you are wearing a crop top, because it's compressing you, is it actually providing any, I mean, it would be providing some support, but is it beneficial?
Again, it would come down to personal preference a little bit. Yeah. If you feel comfortable and it's not causing pain, then absolutely you can wear that. Yeah. But we do know that it won't reduce breast movement, especially in that vertical direction as much as the other styles. So I guess the bottom line is always to just take into account comfort, preference as well, but also just knowing that if you're feeling like there's more movement or there's less support wearing that style, then that's probably why you might be feeling that way, because it's not as supportive.
Yeah, absolutely. So in order to get all of this research and information, you were involved in a research project at Deakin which looked at the different styles of bras in different types of movement. Are you able to just give us a little bit of an insight as to how you actually went about getting those results?
Yeah, absolutely. So the two bra styles that we compared, we chose one of the hybrid style because that was, you know, there's not a lot of research actually on the hybrid style because it is more new than the others. And we compared it with the basic crop top style that's, you know, is quite popular. And we do know that the crop style doesn't necessarily provide as much support, you know, because the breasts seem to move more. But we were really interested in the comfort and the perceptions that the girls had when they wore these two different styles. And we compared two different types of activities. So they did a straight line run, so just running in a straight direction. And then we also got them to do a change of direction task. So they would zigzag through some cones, you know, similar sorts of tasks that you might experience as a team sport athlete, to try and get an understanding of how much breast movement there was, but also did they feel more supported in one bra than the other, and was it comfortable? Because at the end of the day, those are the really important things to what, you know, what people are going to, how they're going to, I guess, use that information to decide which one they buy and which one they wear. So what we showed that, well, what we anticipated was pretty much what we saw. So the hybrid style, so the one that was going to provide the most support, and it did, it was actually more supportive during both running conditions, so the straight line and the change of direction, than the crop top style one was. So that was pretty expected, thought we would see that. And when it came to, you know, feeling supported and feeling comfortable, the participants chose the hybrid bra for feeling more supported. So it didn't matter whether they were running straight or zigzagging, they felt more supported in the hybrid bra. And then overall comfort, they liked both. So they felt equally comfortable in both bras when they were running in the straight line direction. So they felt like there was no, you know, straps digging in or anything like that. But when they were doing the change of direction drill, they did feel that that hybrid bra was more comfortable. So yeah. Supportive and comfortable. So that's where we kind of ticked both of those boxes in favour of the hybrid style bra. So that was really interesting and something quite novel, not just breast movement, because you can tell people which bra might be best for them, but yeah. Then if they don't actually find it comfortable, then they're probably not going to wear it.
Yeah. And last question from me, I remember once going into a club to present our vest and one girl saying like, oh, I don't really need it because I've got no boobs, or, you know, I'm flat-chested, et cetera, et cetera. Is it just as important for, you know, a girl that's a B cup to be properly fitted as it is to a girl that's an E cup, you know, both playing high impact sports, you know, a lot of movement, et cetera, et cetera. Even though you're small breasted, is it just as important to be, because I'm presuming that a lot of girls that are smaller chested would just go and buy a crop top and not think that they need the actual sort of hybrid design that has a lot more support and everything. So does it differ?
Yeah, it's a great question, I guess. Personal preference is going to be something that's, you know, just as important as actual the science and the evidence behind the support. If someone, you know, thinks that if they don't experience any pain or discomfort and they're okay and comfortable wearing a crop top, it's probably okay. I guess there can be slight changes with age as well. So that can change if they're still young and they feel comfortable not wearing anything more than just a standard sort of crop style, that might be okay for now. But we do know that that changes with age. So that might be something that evolves over time and you make the switch at a point later when you feel like that crop top's not supportive enough anymore, or you do start to feel there's more discomfort than there was before. So it might be that you make a switch at some point. And, you know, there's also the perception that women or girls who participate in sport are mostly quite small, have small breasts. It's not the case. So there's more and more of a need for girls and women participating in sport and exercise to actually know that there are other options out there, because there's quite a range of sizes that need to be catered for. So there are options.
And hopefully, like with this podcast and, you know, talking about this sort of thing a lot more, you know, girls will be more aware, and it all comes down to that whole education around things, because most of the time they're shopping by themselves and, you know, they don't have that background knowledge. So that's where when I saw you do this presentation, I thought, oh, it'd be really interesting, because I know that, you know, we've got a lot of young followers as well who are right in the thick of playing these high impact sports, you know, developing and also out there shopping for their bras. So it's important that they've got that knowledge with them so that they can make the right decision, I suppose, moving forward.
Absolutely. And as I said, so like a huge percentage of women and girls are wearing the wrong size and fit anyway, and most of that is because of a lack of knowledge. So Reach out and ask, get the right fit, and there's plenty of resources that I can share as well that can help.
That'd be great. Well, we'll try and put some of them up on our socials so that, you know, girls can go back and refer to them. It's been awesome having you on today. I know that we're sort of planning to do another podcast around our Xena vest and what actually went into the research around that and the impact trials there. So thanks for coming on today.
No worries.
Really informative. And look forward to interviewing next time regarding the Xena vest.
Sounds good, Donna. Thanks.
See you then. Thank you.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Play With Confidence podcast. And don't forget, if you have a request for a specific guest that you would like to hear from, send us a quick message via Instagram, Facebook, or email us at info@xenasport.co. Don't forget to share our podcast with someone who might find it valuable. Till next time, play with confidence and conquer the field with Xena.